has it is that they have made the synergistic combination of two factors. They have combined abstinence and a dedicated effort on the 12 steps. I agree with Bill Bee, many other authors, that it is not possible for a compulsive eater of my kind. Remember, Bill W. talks a lot in the big book about alcoholics of our kind. So when I talk, I'm talking about gluttons, compulsive eaters of my kind. I do not believe it is possible to abstain without working the 12 steps. By the same token, I don't believe the reverse is possible either. I think these things have to go together for me in order to work. I don't believe I can work the 12 steps thoroughly and diligently and continue to eat compulsively. I don't believe I can eat compulsively and do a dedicated effort on the 12 steps. This is for me. You take it if you like it. These things are synergistic. A nice engineering term that means the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You put them together and you got something bigger than the two added together. Okay? This program is the last house on the block. If you haven't tried other things before you got here, you're wasting time here. Go find out, are you one of us or are you not one of us? And if you are one of us, then you'll have tried nearly everything else there is in the book to try. You have to let go. I have to let go. Remember when I say you or we? I mean I every single time. I have to let go. I liken it in my mind to learning to fall. There's really not much to for a gymnast. At my age, as clumsy as I am, falling forward might make a large thud, but at least I'd survive it and be able to get up. But falling backwards is something else again. I think of the program as crossing my arms in front of myself and closing my eyes and leaning backward until I fall. The miracle is that in this program, there's something there to catch me, to take care of me, and to keep me from hurting myself. Best described by a story told me many times in my early days when I was going to AA. Again, I was not an alcoholic. I am not an alcoholic. Still drinks, not a problem to me. But God bless them, they accepted me warmly and wholeheartedly. And their story was about the guy in Austin who was trying to get sober and decided that if he could just get to Chicago, he had friends there, everything would be all right and he could probably sober up. So he began to pray. That's what they told him to do, was to pray. So he began to pray for a flight to Chicago. And he waited and waited and waited, and the ticket never came. He looked at the post office box every day, and it was not there. So he told God, "You think I'm not humble? I'm humble. I can go on the bus." So he waited for a bus ticket, and the bus ticket never came. He waited and he waited and he waited, and he said, "Well, think I'm not humble enough to ask for help? I know what you want me to do. You want me to hitchhike." So he got out there by Interstate 35, stuck his thumb out, stayed 24 hours, and not a soul stopped. So he finally turned to God and said, "Okay, I guess you want me to walk to Chicago?" And God said, "No." Finally a voice came, "No, I want you to crawl." So he dropped to his knees, and before his knees touched the ground, he was in Chicago. Got it? That's the way it works. When you let go, when you're willing to do whatever it takes, then, and only then, I said you again, didn't I?